Okay, Parshas Vayikra. Before last week, the topic we were speaking about before the shiur began was someone was turning 20 years old, and we're talking about there is, you know, chiyuv karis now at the age of 20. So the topic is kosher to the parsha. So I figured we would talk about a certain question that many mafarshim discussed in the parsha, and from that we'll get to discuss if the true shiur of when Karis begins is really Ben Esrim, like the Olam says over, or not. So that's
what's the other fact?
That it's younger. Could be 13. Okay.
So... Oh, scare us even more. Sky, okay.
Well, it means you know nothing miyuchad at the age of 20, per se. So the first thing is...
So what's the topic?
The following question is a topic. The following question is one of the korbanos in the parasha, chatos, korban chatos. Okay. The Gemara and Yevamos, the Gemara in... The Gemara in Horios Daf Ches has a hekesh. The Gemara says that one day is that Hukshu called Tarkula to have a Dezara, in the sense that when are you chayav a chatas? Only if it's davar shezdono kares. Only if you do something that made are you chayav kares, then on that kind of avera b'shogeg, will you be chayav chatas? It's not mefurish, that's what the Gemara is saying. Okay, it's discussing specific type of korban there, par helam davar, that when the tzibur makes a mistake, when the tzibur, robe of the tzibur makes a mistake, Bez Din brings a korban on what kind of a veira, which is zdono kares gasol chatos. The understanding is that the rule for you to be high of a chatos is as long as there is kares b'mezen. So, Gedolei Achronim have the question, which is, you never find in the Torah that the Chiyuv Chatos begins at the age of 20, okay? The Lashonos are in the Pesukim, the Rishonim are all Ish, Odom, whatever it is, that the Chiyuv Chatos begins at the age of 13. So Gedolei Achronim ask, how could it ever be that from the age, between ages 13 to 20, why am I ever Chayav Chatos, okay? If... until the age of 20, for those 7 years, if I'm not chayav kares, then I should not be chayav chatos, because the Gemara says I'm only chayav chatos b'davar shezdono kares. And if I were to do chilul Shabbos or v'chayotze bo b'mezid, I would not be chayav kares. So even Cain, how come I am chayav chatos? This question is posed by the Chacham Tzvi. It's in the Mem Tes, which a lot of what I'm about to say will come from the Chacham Tzvi. He brings this question from Maharal Prague, and it's also found Chavos Yair and Nadi Bihuda and other Gedolei Achronim.
Why are they assuming 20 years? They already have a car for 20
years? Yes. That, we'll see it. We'll get to that in a second.
But let's just say the answer would be that is not telling the person, it's just Pasha. It's just, that's what it is.
Right. The Pasha's answer is that you don't need the Befoel to be Chayav Kares. Rather, as it's a definition of the Aver. Let's say it like this. It's not the pshat that had I done this aver b'mezid, would I be high of kares right now? Because it's age 14, 15, 16. If I do chilul Shabbos b'mezid, I'm not going to be high of kares. But the pshat is, this is an avera which is so chomor that it has kares attached to it. It's an iser kares, okay? And on an iser kares is when there's a korban chatos. And the hekesh to a Avodah Zorah is the same way that by a Avodah Zorah it's an Isser Kares, and that you find a Chatos, so too, any Avera where it's not a Lab, it's not an Aseh, but it has, it's so Chomer, it has an Isser Kares, that will have a Chiyuv Chatos on that kind of Avera. But it doesn't mean that in reality, in actuality, had you done this Avera B'mezid, would you be Chayav Kares? It's not the Pshat that the Chatos is a Shkogas Kares. It's not a shogig on Kareshabo. Rather, Pshat is, it's on an Avera, which had there been Kares, had on an Avera, which is Chamor, because in the category of Isturi Kares, that's what it means. That's the time when I'm Chayav the Chatos. Now,
yeah, but if you're not Chayav in the actual Torah of that Avera, then you're never going to be Chayav for Chatos in that Avera. I mean, you must be Chayav not Chayav Kares for that Avera.
Because I'm not, it's like Ram Tovia says, right now I'm not the age where I can
reach it. Maybe just not in that Parsha of the Avera. If you're not in that Parsha of that Avera, then you can never be Chayav Chatos either for that Avera.
I don't know what you mean you're not in the Parsha of the Avera.
Meaning, like, for instance, like, a reason why a 12-year-old isn't Chayav if he doesn't put on stone is because there's no place for him to put on stone.
but so, we're looking at it. The point is, you look at it from the context of the Avera. The Avera is so chamor that it's an Avera of Karen.
He himself would never ever be able to be chai. The person who's under 20 won't be able to be chai the chatas ever.
I understand that. So we're redefining what it means. Chamor is not Karen, so there should be also chatas. It's a definition of the Avera. It doesn't mean that he, the solo, has to be chai.
What I'm trying to say is that the person who is under 20 himself, if he does that Avera, whether he does it b'shoyim, the reason why he's not going to be chayav chatos is because the whole reason...
Well, he is chayav chatos.
The reason why I'm
you're asking, he shouldn't be chayav chatos.
He shouldn't be chayav chatos because the whole reason why he's not chayav koris if he does it b'meis is because he's not in the parish of that Avera. It's not a gear to him. Meaning that Avera is like looked at like a cotton, someone who's 12 years old, like a klapi tzon.
I understand that's what you could have said. And maybe that's why there's other answers out there.
Why wouldn't he be chayav? I'm saying, why isn't he chayav karis? You have to explain why he's not chayav karis then. Why is the person who does that avera b'meis not chayav karis?
Okay. So we could say that for karis you have to reach a level of the level to be mazed on karis is not like 13 for everything else, but the higher level of 20.
I mean,
so for him, he's considered shogig even b'meis. Correct. So he's considered shogig even when he doesn't b'meis until he's 20. Okay. But it doesn't mean that the Avera is not an Avera's Kares. That's one of the Aforim explains it that way. That 20 we find is the level of Shleimus Shabbat. I don't want to stay on this point, but this is the idea. That really, we're going to see that it is Shayach Kares under 20. But however you want to say it, whether there still is, it's called a Chiyu Kares, there's an Isser Kares, he's Shogig on the Kares until that point. Whatever it is, it's still an Avera of Kares. He's not Mukka Lagamri from Kare, and therefore he's Chayav Chatos. This is definitely the most misaver answer and the most popular answer. To prove or disprove this answer through two cases that comes up in Shas, I like to bring a Ktas Shaka Vataria in two cases, and after that we will move on to see if this assumption is correct that Chayav Chatos begins at the age of 20 or not. Just two interesting examples. The Gemara in Makos Daf Yudalim has a mute that you're not chayav chatos for somebody who's not malas asmal, okay, b'shogei, let's say. He's not chayav chatos. Tosfos asks, why is there a mute that he's not chayav chatos? Okay, why do you need a mute for? L'chor, it's poshut that he's not chayav chatos. Because Tosfos assumes that... Huh?
We said it means
no, b'shogeg. Because Tosfos asks, tefuk lei, that there's no kares anyways.
Yeah, but how is that a shogeg?
Somebody who b'shogeg, whatever the case may be, okay? Whatever it is, there's a miut that you're not chayav chatos. And Tosfos wants to know, since there's no kares by mila, why do I need a miut? We see the klal that it has to be zelon kares. Why would I ever have a havin that there's shugasal chatos by milo if there's no kares? Because he assumes, Tosfos assumes that this kares is sof yomov. Okay, that somebody who doesn't mouth after kol yomov is only chayav kares to sof yomov once he doesn't do milo. Tosfos answers, no, it's the other way around. Tosfos understands that there really is kares kol yomov. Therefore, Mila is an Avera Sheish B'Kareis Kol Yom V'Yom, and Mimela is Shaya Chatos to it, and therefore you need a Miyut to tell me that you're not Chaya Chatos.
What does that mean?
What
is what? Chaya Chatos for life? He's gonna...
Is there... We have to define Kareis, correct.
Mafraya, once he dies,
he was over an Isser of Kareis Kol Yom V'Yom. Exactly.
Not every...
Right. And... Fine. But the truth is, it's Macholkes Rambam and Ravid. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis of Hilchos Mila, the Ravid holds there's Kareis every day. The Rambam holds the Kareis is only been Sof Yomov. Once he's over, that's when he's over. But if he does it, and the day before he dies, he never has an Isser Kareis. So the Stifler points out, so according to the Rambam, the Kasha that Tosfos asked would be a Kasha on the Rambam. Why do you need a Miut that there's no Chiyuv Chatos by Mila? If there's not Kareis until the last day that you die, it's called the Dover She'en the Dono Kareis, so it's Pashit that there's no Chiyuv Chatos, so why should it be that I need a Miut for Chatos? So on that, that's the Stifler. Who asher dibarnu? That even though there's no kares befoel on year 22, 27, whatever of his life, but since mila is a mitzvah, or the lack of mila is an avera, which is an avera of kares, even though in this moment where that I'd be chayav chatos, there's no kares, but since it's the Beira of kares, you could have had a sad that there would be a chiyuv chatos.
Why in Tosfos?
Why in Tosfos? No, in Rambam. Tosfos l'chor was l'chor adam. L'chor Tosfos was not going on there. So Tosfos was bothered. Tosfos was bothered. Tosfos is like the Rivas. And l'chor, by Tosfos saying that it must be that there's kares in Sof Yomov, he needs. I'm sorry, there's courage every day of his life. He needs the poem.
His kashrus was based on the Rambam. Because of that, he pushed the Rivas.
Yeah. So, which means the Yisod was thick in the Rambam.
But in his kashrus, he followed the Rambam.
Correct.
So why did kashrus make him hold the Rivas as his answer?
Because he does not hold the Yisod. Lachor, this Tosfos is not going with the Yisod. Had it been enough.
But so he only has to kashrus to prove the Rivas and everything?
Whatever it is, in the kasha he assumed right. that there's no kares every day, and the answer is assumed there is kares every day. But you see from Tosos that he's bothered that you need kares to foel for there to be a hadrin of there being a chiyuk chatos. But in the Rambam, you're forced to say like Arya Sot. So l'chore, it could be a machol to shown them if you say you need kares to foel or not for there to be a chiyuk chatos.
How in the world do you understand kares to achayam? I don't really understand that concept. What does that mean?
Okay, so we'll talk about that later. Okay, but here it doesn't mean le'achiyama, it just means that zizgala ma'freya, if you never did mila until the end, that's when it's zizgala that you are chayav kares. But it's not every day that you're mevatel the aseh that you're chayav kares. That's the shayla. Another example is Isi ben Yehuda, in Shabbos Ba'alav Mubez, there's a line, if there, according to Maskan the Gemara, there is one of the 39 melachos where you're not chayav on it. Okay, that's what Isi ben Yehuda says.
Wait, what is the malacha?
He doesn't say. Okay, all we know is that hotzah is not the one. It's relevant to the sugya of hotzah. There is a malacha which you're not chayav. Tosfos says what it means is you're not chayav skila if you do it b'meis. Whatever the malacha is. But you are chayav b'chasa. And when Tosfos says you're not chayav skila, the assumption is, the Ran assumes, that it means not chayav anything b'meis. No chayav kares, no chayav skila. So the Ran asks, I don't understand. How could it be, he's asking on Tosfos, how could it be that you're chayav v'chatos, but you're not chayav skila or b'kares? The klal is, kosod over she'en zem v'kares, and shkodan so chatos, and if there is zem v'kares, then it could be chayav chatos. How could it be that there's one malacha out there where there's a chayav chatos and there's no zem v'kares? So again, you could say that this issue between the Ran and Tosfos it's the same issue that we're grappling with, because Melacha Shabbat in general has chiyuv kares. Granted, here, in this specific Melacha, according to Isi ben Yehuda, there's no kares, but each Melacha doesn't have its own love. It's all under the category of Melacha Shabbat Melacha.
It doesn't need this CFL.
What?
Because it's totally...
Exactly. No, it's not just Tosos would hold here that it does not before. Tosos by answering the... Lachor would be a Sira in Tosos, according to this.
Wait, because the previous one...
You said it in the Rambam, not in Tosos.
Oh, I don't understand.
That's just in Shabbat holds that it has to... It doesn't
have to be before. Correct. Lachor, listen, I'm not saying this is a bidiyuk, this is what's going on in Tosos or Makos or Shabbat, but this, if you take the Sira into the Tosos, it'll come out. This is the issue that's being grappled with within the Rishonim here.
Why isn't that a Chiyuv Kares Tefillah?
Which one?
But,
no, the Ran says that you're not chayav kares. Okay, again, the Gemara says eno chayav al akas mehen, and Tosos learns that it means there's no. When you're over b'mezid, the Gemara is saying there's no chayav kares. There's one malacha out there where you're not chayav kares on, not chayav skila on it. And yet you're still chayav kares.
Excuse me, what? Kares skila?
No. Okay, one is with Aiden, one's without Aiden.
Without Aiden, there's skila kares.
Yes. B'mezid. Or without Hasra'a. Kares is amazing.
Wasn't a Havara like a possibility directly mentioned?
Anything's a possibility except for Hasra'a, if I recall the figure correctly.
Oh, so okay. We know for sure it's not Kares.
Yes. Now, okay. So with that Hakdama, okay, that's just a topic about if there's, you know, if it needs to be before or not. But now, again, there's an assumption that Chiyuv Kares begins at 20. Is this true? So does anyone have any examples off the top of their head over where we find that kares begins at 20? Why is it commonly quoted that kares begins at 20? Where does that come from? Anybody have an example?
I once for like Mechide Shemayim.
Yep. Let's call Mita Bishmayim, Christ, for all sorts of purposes, let's call it the same thing right now. So where do you ever find 20 for Christ, for Christ? Anybody? Where does it say that? I'm asking where. Give me a Makor and Chazal.
No, I don't think we have one.
So why were you guys so scared last week?
No, now we're even more scared. Now we were frightened. Now we're even more scared.
That was the coolest question between you two. Okay.
So where is the Kabbalah Day 20?
I'm either on the Shabbos.
Counting what? Where's the Kabbalah there? Okay, so one famous Makor is the Rashi beginning of Kaya Sora. Of Bas Kuk to Bas Kof Lechei, Ma Bas Kof Lo Chaka, Shaharei Eina Bas Onjin, Af Bas Kuk Lechei. At the age of 100, she was like the age of 20, where she's not a Bas Onjin, okay? That's one example, and you know, before she asked, why are you focusing on the age of Misa B'dei Shemayim at 20? You should want to show that she's Nukhi Lagamri, you should be 12, not 20. But I'll go put them. There's something about the age of 20 and not being a bar onshin. There's many other midrashim. We'll quote in a second. The most
juice. Okay.
What?
What does that have to do?
Ain't a bas onshin. So too at the same way that at 19 with Ki'ilu, she could do whatever and not be a bas onshin. So too at the age of 100, when she was somebody who was shy of the chayin onshin, she was still nukhi mechayin. The most famous example, no, the most explicit example is really in Shabbos, Daf Peh Tesmo Beis. The Nagato here. Amr Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yonathan, my dechtiv ki ato avinu, ki Abraham lo yadanu v'yishur lo ikirenu. It says that Kaisho will say, Yitzchok, you are our father, Abraham is not Yitzchok. Abraham didn't know us, Yisrael, meaning Yaakov, they recognize us. Because lo'at lovo, the Mar says,
Drachin saka.
Yom eloka, shvarfu l'abraham, banecha chetuli. So Kaisho will say to Abraham, that Kaisho sin. Amr lefana, v'yvon l'sha'alom, yimach lo'at yishur shemecha. You're right. And they since they were chote, we should be the kaddish shinfa ba'olam and do the appropriate din with them that they were over al varecha. So then the kaddish baruch goes to Yaakov that had sar gidol banim. So maybe he would have rachmanos. Actually, by rachmi alayu, say benecha chetu, yimachol kusha shemecha. And the kaddish baruch said, so Abraham is not going to support him. Yaakov is not going to support him. They go to Yitzchok, and the kaddish baruch goes to Yitzchok, benecha chetu li among the father v'vonu shalom. Benai v'lo banecha, v'shasha gimel l'fanecha, nasa l'nishma k'rat v'lo b'ni b'chor, y'akshah b'ni v'lo banecha, you call them your sons, they're not calling them your sons? V'od, kama chetu, kama shnosel sh'odam, how many years, how much time of their 70 years were they really chotek? Says, a person lives 70 years. Okay, kama shnosel sh'odam, shivim shom. Dal esrin, take away 20 of those 7 years where they weren't chotek, to lo unches alayhu, because there is no punishment for 20 years of their life. Where does that come from? Zot Rashi. Shechem matzinim b'dor ha-midbar, shelo ono shekodesh baruch hu ele nechav shanu mal. The punishment by the Meraglim was only for those who were 20 years and older, as the public says explicitly. And then the book goes on and says, so you have 50 years left, take away 25 years, where it's nighttime, take away another part of the time when they're sleeping in the bathroom, the cooling, only have so many years left, and you should have Rachmanis on them. Yitzchok Avinu. And then
who's the Amora?
The Amora is Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Rabbi Yochanan. I'm a Rabbi Yonasan. And that's why we say Yitzchok Avinu, that he was boy Rachmi Aleinu. So Akopanim, it says that it's 20 years where there's no Onesh. Another Makar is Rashi in Parshas Korach. The fact that even the young ones got killed out. Exactly. So Rashi says in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chav Zayin, Bo'u re'e kama kosha ha-machlokes. See how bad machlokes is. Bezdin shom ma'ta ein onchin elo ad yovish te'isayros. Bezdin shom ma'la ad esrim shona. Ve'kan idu af yon kesha dayim. And here, even those who are suckling got destroyed. But Rashi still says that the age of 20 is for onshim shom ma'la. Another marimakom is by Odom v'chava. The pasuk says, the lashon of the pasuk is ha'odom ha'ya. The Medrash says in numerous places the gematria of Hoya is 20. And the Medrash says that Olam V'chava, why did they get punished? Why did they get punished? Before they were Ketanim? No. Even though it was their first day of their life, they were like 20 years old. And that's the Rambam says the gematria of Haya. So you see that the shear of 20 is the shear of Chet. Also the Mishnah in Avos, Ben Esrim Lirdo. Before Shem there understand Ben Esrim Lirdo to be a Remez too, that there is Onshem Lamala, that there is Onshem Lamala Achar Esrim. Another Mara Mako is Tosos and Moikotan. The Gemara Moikotan that Chavches Amud Aleph says that, talks about how Kores is at 50 and Misa B'nei Shemayim is at 60, and Tosos there says that how do you get Kores to be at 50? He says since he goes to Yushalmi Bikurim. Yushalmi Bikurim says that since the Pasuk says you may Shalom Shalom Shivim Shalom, you're going to live 70 years, and you don't get, and you take away 20 of those years that you don't get punished, 70 minus 20 will be 50. So if you die under 50 or at 50, that's a Kores. Because anywhere above 50 to 70, those 20 years, you don't get punished. And Tosos asked on that it's a little bit backwards. It's the first 20 years of your life you don't get punished. How can you throw the 20 years on at the end of the time? I'll go upon them again. You see that the shear of Esrim Shana for Kores. Which is Chavches Ma'alef and Moikot.
How can you tell which years they are?
Yeah. I mean, the push-up shot is that should be the first 20 years of your life. That's what all these records think, except for the Tosos in Moikotam. It's a difficult issue. But it's mashed from all these sources that the Onish is at Esrim Shana. And also, there's a Rambam that says the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, Perik Zayim, Mishnah Dalet. The Lashon of the Rambam is, he says even stark, Kibalnu b'Kabbalah, this is according to the translation, Kibalnu b'Kabbalah, She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'anish b'Koreis, Elo Achar Esrim Shana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'anish Achar Esrim Shana. Which there, it's not as stark as the other Makoros, because here it's just mashma, there's an Onesh after 20 years, but it could be that there is some status of an Avera of Kares, or Chiyuv Kares, or something going on, we'll see in a bit, before 20. So with all of those sources, that you see that there's a Shear of Kares at 20 years.
I understand what
we
just said.
Mashma
there at what?
The Lashon Rambam is, right. In Ma'anish Bekares, Allah Achar,
meaning you might get punished after 24 while you're 84, that's what you're saying?
It could be, yes.
Yeah,
that's
where we were saying.
There's a couple of possibilities, but yes, that's certainly a possibility.
All of this only for Kares, or for all known traditions?
Some are explicit by Kares, and some are Misa B'nei Shemayim. For our intents and purposes, we're not going to Mechalik. L'chorei and Mechalik. Now, there are a couple of sources that imply explicitly in Chazal that it is under 20. Okay?
What about that, the Ben...
But they're not as the hedge as these.
The Ben Sermon. Oh. Is that like a special thing that it's not?
Yeah, we'll stay away from the Torah for now. Now, Gemara in Erechin Dav Gimel.
This is Raya's the other way, right?
This is Raya's that it could be already at 13. Erechin Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that a katan, there's a riboy in the pasuk that a katan is could be metame. If a katan is metame mace, he could be metame ochel mashkin. Okay, the pasuk is referring to somebody who's coming mace, that they shouldn't be nichnas l'mikdash, and they shouldn't touch kachim. So if he's coming mace, he will be metame. So, but the Gemara says that there's a mute, the word ish v'lo katan, that he is not chay of kores if he's nichnas l'mikdash. A katan that's nichnas l'mikdash is not chay of kores. Okay, and Tosos asked, why do you need a mute? That a katan not chay of kores. He's a katan, why would you think that he's chayav kares? And Tosos answers, well, once we're marbe the katan for Tumas Mace, maybe we'll also marbe him and say that he's also in the category of kares. And that we have a miu, that he's not in the category of kares. I'll call upon him, the miu for kares, for a katan, is ish below katan. It's mashma, that only a katan is not chayav kares when he goes into the mikdash for Tumas. But somebody who is an ish, which is 13, would be chayav kares. The first point now, this is Rashi and Tosos in the Gemara. I don't know any other pshat in the Gemara. Ish v'lo katan is that he's not chayav kares. Mashma then, ish is chayav kares for being nichnas l'mikdash for tomaso. Another raya is a very interesting raya that Malbin brings from the Sefer Artus Achayim. Famous sugya in the beginning of Yevamos. You need a pasuk of Aleha to tell me that by Akos Isha there's no Yibum. Okay? That even though we know Yibum is Doch and Isra of Kares, of Eishasach, So the pasuk is that near pasuk that if the eishes ach is also an achos isha, one of the arayos, outside of eishes ach, there's no yibo. And the Gemara is the whole Shach Vataria that why do you need a pasuk? The klal is ein ase docha lo sase sheish bo kores. Achos isha is kores, and ein ase docha lo sase sheish bo kores. Yibum in general is different, even though eishes ach is sheish bo kores, but the Torah in the klal of the Kach. The Torah there tells you that's the way you do yibum. But there's a problem. I can come up with a case where of an achos isha, that if not for the pasuk of Aleha, I would have thought that you could do Yibum. I can think of an achos isha that there's no kares on her. You know what the case is? He's under 20 years old. There's no kares. If it's true that kares is only at the age of 20, if the case of Yibum happens to somebody between the age of 13 and 20, and he's old achos isha, that's a classic. Lose, I say, without kares. The Gemara does not have any of the Shach Vataria. The model is pointing out, if it were to be true that 20 is the age of kares, I can come up with a case where I need the pasuk to tell me there's no yibum by achos isha, and when I don't have any sodech on the kolam, and I have to do chalosim sheish for kares.
So there's still that. You're assuming it's anything. There's not so stark that.
Correct. According to what I said before, it's still no. That's because of a kolam. Was gabe chiyuvei chatos. We're now in the world of kares in general. It's nothing to do with chiyuvei chatos. That was if you need kares to fool to be shayach to chatos. That's totally different. About it, there's no kares. It's still called a los. It's no kares. It's a los asay bialma. Even if you want to call it a los asay that has kares in it in general, but that's still going to be much more tall. It's going to be much more tall.
So he's chayach between 13 and 14.
So that proof would be that even at the age of 13, it's called a los asay sheish bo kares.
Or you'd be chayach.
Because the Gemara doesn't say this whole thing.
Oh, okay, fine.
So those are the sudden mikan lakan. Mitzad divrei Chazal if kares is at 13 or 20. So now enter the Achron. So the Chacham Tzvi says Shtark, he holds that the kares is at 13, not at 20. He doesn't bring the raya from Yevamos or from Erechen. He just says, first of all, it's not a svara that Chiv Kares should be at 20. Says Misabra, it's not Misabra that Chiv Kares should be at 20.
He's at 13.
He says it's not Misabra that should be at 20. He says, I know the Gemara in Shabbos, where Yisrael says there's no onesh for 20 years, he says Emi Shivmin Hagada. Don't ask me from a guy at all. Okay. He doesn't bring Rashi, which is also a Gata. And then he says, "What about the Meraglim?" Because if that's what you meant by Rashi, Rashi's there. That's what you meant. Rashi there says, right by the Meraglim, that we learn that from the Meraglim that there's no onus until 20. So he then says that you can't say that because in Cain, after 60. There would also be no kares if the only onus was for there between ages of 20 and 60.
Because people after 60 also didn't get punished by Meraglim?
Yes, correct. So
only Rashi.
They weren't punished.
I'm not sure what he's doing with Rashi.
All those minutes.
No, he'll say a child. He'll say that with Rashi, but he's saying you can't say that that's a makor for that you don't get punished for 20 years. There is an answer to why you can be punished between 20 and 60. There are mahalim to say why it's different. But we'll leave that. So he says, so maybe the pshat is sometimes, even though the age of 13 should be for kares, the piece of Shemayim will start at 20. It could be it happens sometimes. To the Ashechon, to the Midbar, to the Ashechon, by the Meraglim, by Sarah. Therefore, what?
He did not the foul.
Huh?
He did not in general.
Correct. In general, 13, but you do find times where it's 20. And that was Yisrof Bakasha. Yisrof Bakasha was, since there are times that you weren't managed until 20, therefore have rachmanis on each person that was chote, let's be makel on them and assume that take off 20 years of their life, that they're not b'nei onshim. He also gives another teret, that even if you want to say the armor koros, that kares is at 20, he says, that would only be for getting an onesh in Olam Hazeh. You were asking before about what kind of kares you're talking about, that would only be an Olam Hazeh. But Olam Haba or La'achar Misa, you would get punished for everything you do once you're Bardas from 13 or even earlier. Nodi Behuda says the same thing. Nodi Behuda in Kufta Mechdal, Yoredeya Tinyono, says he does it a very dramatic way. He says, could it be that the Olam is the Olam Hefker before the age of 20? There's no Edom around, and you're not a custom Bardas, and you're just doing whatever you want to do. It can't possibly be. It's not Sholem, but about it, 13 you have Das. So,
I,
He says it can't possibly be. Just these forward. Levi Huda.
No one's 14 is thinking straight. No, exactly.
19? Healthy now.
19. I'm not thinking straight.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm
but
like,
we're not gonna be Master Cole Caracula for you. So he says the same thing, that it means that in Olam Hazeh, Hashem Baruch Hu won't punish you before 20. But Bishamayim, when you get there, from the age of Teutos, once you have Das, 11, 12 years old, already from then, whatever age you have Das, that's already when you are going to be, whatever the age of Das is, you're going to be held responsible. He says that's the Sfarah. And as far as Yitzchok is concerned, 13 Avada, and before that, a Shemesh, maybe Mitzvahbanon. And he says, look at Yitzchok was talking about people who are alive. Now, after he's saying Mitzvahkeknik, people who sin to you, so take away 20 years because you're not going to punish them in this world for 20 years. Maybe after Misa, yeah, but in this world, you're not going to be punished. You're not going to punish them.
Karis is still possible. But isn't Karis a punishment in this world as well?
That's right. They are not defining Karis right now. There are at least 6 or 7 explanations of what it is. And now that you bring it up, I'll just say that... That's one possibility. Listen, look at the Tosfos and Yevamos that Beis Ma'alef, that Rash put, Rashi Yeshita is its Ariri, it's Hu V'Bonov Nefatim, you don't have kids.
Right.
The most famous Mar Malkum is probably the Ramban and Achrei Moshe says there's 3 kinds of Kareis. One is what the Gemara Moed Katan says, that you die at 50, some say 60. One says it's priestess me Olam Haba, one says it's both Olam Haza and Olam Haba, and certainly, as going back to the first question about how to be high chassid between 13 and 20 if you're not in Zonot Kareis, you definitely could use these, there are those out there, and it's certainly shayach to use this approach to answer the question of saying, even though at 13 or 14 you're not high of Kareis A, which is begins at the age of 20, but you are already a bar Kareis B for whatever type of Kareis that may be. If there are different types of Kareis out there, then you could play around with it. Okay, going back to the Chacham, what?
Are there any other Olam Shammai that have been Olam Hazeh?
In our Olam Hazeh?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, off the hand.
The Chacham Tzvi gets 2 other Mahalchim, so how he can stick with his sheet that Kareis is at 13, even though you find the Kareis at 20. He says those are all the 4 Matan Torah, or they are a Inyan L'sho'ah, not L'doros. Torah, Miraglim, Ma'atul Yitzchok. Before Matan Torah, Miraglim was after, but or it was in Lashal, it was just for temporary, that Kosh Baruch Hu waited till 20, but in general, Achar Matan Torah, it'll be after 20, and he gives another teretz, before 20, thank you, and he gives another teretz, which is very, very interesting. This is the Chiyuv Kareis from 13. Just a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mamzer, and he waits to punish you until you're 20 unless you do tshuva. You have 7 years, you have a whole shemitah cycle, do the tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you'll get Kareis at 20, l'matreya, on any aver you did in the last 7 years. But Avada the Chiyuv Kareis is from 13, and the onesh is 20. And extra, that's what the Rambam meant when the Rambam said, Ein HaKodesh Baruch Hu manish the Kareis el acher esrim shana. You don't get punished after 20 years, because that's when you saw you weren't shoved the chait. But before that, you were somebody who was Bnei Onshim. Yeah, could be. This is a pshat. Now, but on this Mahalich, the Gemara in Shabbos is not going to be very good. Because Yitzchak Avinu is saying, take away 20 years where they're not chayim. Bishlam, according to other answers, let's say it was L'sho'ah, that you have until 20, or sometimes, of course, Russell, wait till 20. So Yitzchak is asking, don't punish them for those 20 years. But the pshat is that you're always going to be chayav at 13, and just there's you have 7 years to be shoved, and if you're not shoved, then you get punished for matreya on age 13, then Yitzchak should have only asked for 13 years, you should have asked for 20 years. This question some of the Afghanim asked on that Mahalech from the Gemara.
Maybe that's why he's asking. Can you bring a for the fact that he's asking that they were chayav originally?
I don't know what you're saying.
He's asking since they weren't completely fired down.
The
fact that he's asking isn't mashmal.
No, the lesson is lo unshes alayhu. You're not chayav onesh.
You could say, he's saying that
he's clemency for 13 to 20. We know that if he's saying for 20 years, it should be, they don't get punished for all 20 years, not just for 7 years.
No, but we hope that a 13-year-old can be punished for 20 years.
A 13 what?
A 13
you think just has several punishments.
Oh, okay. So just about a trap.
Okay. So there's other answers out there in the Chavos Yair that it just says, he says it's a, it really is at 13, and it's a there's close of Belitam. He doesn't get involved with the 20.
Where's Chavos Yair?
It's close on the Chavos. He's dealing with the first question, going back to that, about the, if you're not Chayav Kareis, how could it be Chayav Chatos? He also assumes that the age begins at, that Kareis begins at 13, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm not sure, you can look up the Chavos Yair. And there's other Mahalchim out there as well. But Akoponim, the Chacham Tzvi and Yehuda also does a Chacham Sofer in Yoredei Kuklin Hay that says it's Pashut, Kareis is like Malkus, it's like Mises Bidei Odom, meaning it's Arba Chayim Mises, it's Pashut that it's at the age of 13, there's no way that it's 20. He says, Lo Matinu V'Shas, Rak V'Dibri Agadato, that it's 20. And all the unfortunate asked him, what do you mean? You find it by God, you find it in Shas, you find it in Gemara and Shabbos, that there's the age of 20. And then people say that's not what the Chacham Sofer meant, the Chacham Sofer really meant. Momatinus they rock the divrei agadah, so like the Chacham Tzvi said that you only find 20 by agadah sources, not by actual halachic sources. But then people ask on the Chacham Sofer and on the Chacham Tzvi and on the Rebbe Yehuda that we have a Rambam. The Rambam is a pretty halachic source, not agadah source. Rambam says kibalnu b'kabala she'ena goes baruch hu manish ala achar asher shana. That's a pretty valid source. They quote the Yerushalmi, even though it's by agadah, but the Yerushalmi says that you have 20 years.
Where's Chacham Sofer?
Hey. You're there, Kufman Hay. Yeah. Okay. So, all I just want to say from this to come out with anything is the shear of Esrim. If it's the shear of Esrim or Gimel, the you know, not to put everybody in one category, but certainly it seems like from Divrei Chazal you see 20 many times. In the Achronim you see them being matche those makoros as much as possible, but in the Rishonim, whether it be this Rambam, whether it be Tosfos that quotes the Yerushalmi, that seems to be 20 is for real. It seems to be that 20 is real. Later on, I want to point out that the Chorodim are not correct to say that the Shear is 13. It should be 20. To end off with one interesting tshuva about this, in Tshuvas Marasham, Chelik Hey Simon Lamed, there was a case that there was a Kohen who was under the age of 20, and he got into a fight with someone. And he threw something at the guy's head, and it hit his skull, and he, you know, lost consciousness, and a few days later he died. Hey, the guy did tshuva, the Kohen who hit the guy did tshuva, and it came time, he went back to his city, he wanted to do Nisias Kapayan, Bimei HaRegel. And the Shiloh was, since somebody who's a Roseya cannot do Nisias Kapayan, he wants to know if he could do it. What? Oh, sure. And there's a lot of different avenues there that Marsham was trying to matir it. So one of the avenues was the Shoel said, maybe we can matir it since this guy is under 20. There's no Aiden or anything there. It would be a Chiyuv Kareis. Chiyuv Kareis doesn't begin until 20. So maybe he's not the fall point or get the Nefesh. So Marsham said, on the one hand, I have this Gemara in Erechin. It sounds like Kareis is at 13. I have this Gemara in Yevamos, the deal from Atidu Chalos HaShishish for Kareis, that sounds like it could be 13. But on the other hand, I have the Rambam that says it's 20. I have the Yerushalmi that says it's 20. And those seem to be the main shot that's 20. And he says, even though the Achronim say not that way, but Lechor, for me, Lechor seems to be 20. And therefore, that's definitely a good smach that this guy could do in the Nisias Kapayim, because he's not a bar onshin, he's not, as far as Kareis is concerned, because he killed a person before he was 20. Okay, we'll stop here.